A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
At home or anywhere you go. Brought to you by Any Hour Services. KSL FM Midvale. KSL Salt Lake City. KSL News Radio. This is Utah's news station. The KSL 7 o'clock report begins now.
It's 7 o'clock on Utah's morning news. Good morning, friends. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report.
The coronavirus, a special hour on Utah's morning news.
Salt Lake County is now under a stay-home order.
We are taking this seriously.
The coronavirus. Our live team coverage begins with KSL News Radio's Mary Richards. Mary?
Amanda, the new order for Salt Lake County went into effect overnight. District Attorney Sim Gill says places like playgrounds, salons, gyms, spas, museums, and theaters are all closed.
It recognizes that we have essential operations and essential businesses that are going to have to function. What are the rules of that? But if you're not part of an essential activity or if you're not part of an essential business or operation, you should be staying home.
And there are penalties for violating a public health order. Salt Lake County has asked officers to give warnings rather than citations, but repeat or egregious offenders could be cited and charged. The coronavirus, our live team coverage continues with KSL News Radio's John Wojcik. John?
Yeah, Mary, the state is up to 719 confirmed cases of COVID-19. That comes as testing capacities continue to ramp up and 14,000 Utahns have now been tested for the disease. Right now, the rate of positive cases among those tested continues to hover just above 5%. The largest jump in cases Sunday happened in Salt Lake County, where 45 more residents tested positive, while Summit County came in second and they saw 24 new cases. This weekend also saw the state lose its third victim due to COVID-19. That was Bob Garf, chairman of the Ken Garf Automotive Group. He died yesterday at the age of 77. He and his wife had recently tested positive after returning from a trip to California. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
We have more on that, actually. COVID-19 claimed the life of that well-known businessman and former Utah House Speaker, Bob Garf. He tested positive after returning home from a visit to Palm Springs and died over the weekend. Brett Hopkins is the CEO of Garf Automotive.
We have 4,500 employees at Ken Garf, and every single one of them knows old Bob.
Bob Garf was 77. We'll have more on his life coming up on an in-depth report in 5 minutes here on Utah's Morning News.
Are Utah hospitals ready to handle an increase of COVID-19 patients? KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce continues our live team coverage.
Although the coronavirus infection rate in some parts of the state is really low, around a million people live and work in rural Utah. And if the virus ever spreads quickly there, it's unclear if the hospitals that help these people could keep up.
The rural hospitals in Utah are planning to try to take care of some inpatients. But if those patients go into more of a acuity status where ventilators are needed, they're not going to be able to handle many of them.
Greg Rosenvall with the Utah Hospital Association also tells Public News Service that if that happens, patients would have to be taken to larger hospitals if there's room there, while elective surgeries, which help pay rural hospitals' bills, would have to stop. Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
Meanwhile, New York City Central Park will be the site of a field hospital. Here's Mayor Bill de Blasio.
We're going to be using every place we need to use to help people. Mount Sinai Hospital, working with a relief organization named Samaritan's Purse, is creating a 68-bed field hospital. So this is the kind of thing you will see now as this crisis develops and deepens.
Reopening the country by Easter has been dropped by the White House. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
That's right, Amanda. President Trump admitting the country will not reopen from coronavirus by Easter.
We will be extending our guidelines to April 30th. to slow the spread.
He says the better people adhere to social distancing, the sooner the nation will recover. 2,500 Americans have now died of COVID-19. White House coronavirus coordinator Dr. Deborah Birx estimates
between 80,000 and 160,000, maybe even potentially 200,000 people succumbing to this. That's with mitigation.
More than 34,000 deaths reported worldwide, with Italy and Spain remaining the deadliest locations. Emergency approval was given by the FDA last night to use hydroxychloroquine and chloroquine to treat COVID-19. Tens of millions of doses have been donated to the national stockpiles after tests in China and France showed good results in their early stages of exposure. Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. And a Grammy Award-winning country star has died of COVID-19.
There's something women like about a pickup man.
Joe Diffie had 18 top 10 country singles in the 90s. He confirmed Friday he had contracted the virus. Diffie was 61. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Starting today, students at the Canyon School District will be in class online.
To be clear, school is technically still in session.
Jeff Haney with the district says if a family doesn't have a computer, reach out.
You're strongly encouraged to immediately call your child's school to get a Chromebook.
Haney says parents and students are also encouraged to give feedback on how things are going.
The Tony Finau Foundation will make sure hundreds of children get the food they need. The pro golfer partnered with local nonprofit For the Kids to feed 500 students from Bachman and Liberty Elementary Schools in Salt Lake City through May. Finau went to Bachman Elementary.
KSL weather now with Grant Wayman. Temperatures in the mid-50s for the Wasatch most of this week.
Weather-wise, we are looking at a fairly quiet week here. We could see a stray shower or two this afternoon, but for the most part, we're looking at partly cloudy skies. A few more showers are going to be possible Wednesday evening, but Tuesday and Wednesday are looking dry for the most part and warmer.
It looks like the exception to that is going to be Thursday when high temperatures drop into the upper 40s.
First look traffic on the 7 o'clock report, and here is Andy Farnsworth.
And right now, traffic in the canyons is what's got all the issues. Eastbound, a crash I-80. As you go up past Mountaindale Reservoir and head up towards Parley Summit, it's to the right. Car rolled, though. Also had a crash in Provo Canyon up by the turnoff to Sundance. Have one in Sardine Canyon, although it's pretty minor, off to the right side as you head westbound near Mantoway. Wet roads, though, in the lower valley areas, although right now we're crash-free on our highways. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
The 7 o'clock report is brought to you by Any Hour Services Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air, anyhourservices.com. KSL News Time is 7:06.
The investigation continues this morning in South Salt Lake, where an SUV hit a tracks train yesterday afternoon. Five people in the SUV were hurt and taken to the hospital in critical condition. They hit a northbound train near 33rd South and 250 West. Police are trying to find out what was going on in that SUV just before the crash.
Pleasant Grove police are looking for a drunk driver they say crashed into a headstone and severely damaged it. It belongs to a high school boy who died last May in a scooter crash. The family says they were told the headstone has significant damage. The marks show the path the vehicle took. There was also enough evidence of the car left behind for police to say it is a Hyundai Santa Fe Sport.
And Logan police have arrested a man they say went on a vandalism spree. Police say that Kenneth Lee Piper threw rocks at the windows of a middle school, two churches, two businesses, and several vehicles. The total damage, about $4,000. Police say witnesses tried following Piper but eventually lost sight of him. Officers found him later at his home and made the arrest.
The coronavirus, a long-time Utah business
coverage on KSL News Radio.
A longtime Utah businessman and former politician has become the latest victim of COVID-19 in Utah. Bob Garf died over the weekend at the age of 77. He and his wife, Catherine, tested positive after returning from a trip to Palm Springs. She continues to recover at home. KSL-TV's Keith McCord has more in this in-depth report.
We have 4,500 employees at Ken Garf, and every single one of them knows old Bob.
Garf Automotive CEO Brett Hopkins talks about how employees affectionately referred to Bob Garf over the years. Garf had a 60-plus year career in the automobile business, working alongside his father, Ken, for many of those.
I believe he was a pioneer in the car business. He took a company that his father had built, and he increased it in size by a multiple of 10.
At age 77, Bob Garf was still the company's chairman of the board, overseeing 51 dealerships in five states. the dealership at 6 South and State Street, a fixture in downtown Salt Lake. Garf was very active in the community and was politically involved as well, serving as Speaker of Utah's House of Representatives, and in 1998 became chairman of the board for the Salt Lake Olympic Committee. Longtime friends and colleagues are remembering Bob as a kind and gentle man, always putting others first.
I think the best description of Bob Garf is the nicest man you will ever meet. He had a genuine interest in people, always inquiring about people's families.
Again, Bob Garf dying over the weekend. Not only a great businessman here, but a great community spokesman, a great community supporter. Died at the age of 77. 7:09 means it's time for us to get a look at triple team traffic here on the 7 o'clock report, brought to you by Mountain America's My Style Checking with Rewards. Roads light again this morning, Andy?
Yeah, the volume of traffic is light, but there's a lot of wet conditions out there throughout the Salt Lake Valley this morning, especially the west side. It seems like it's a little bit worse conditions than the east side of the valley. I-15 right in the middle of it, that's still just slightly over your normal travel time of 22 minutes, Point of the Mountain to downtown. Looks like maybe some traffic light problems at Redwood Road and 35th and Redwood and 41st, but looks like they've got them working in, even though there's a policeman at the intersection of 41st and Redwood. Eric?
Looks like they may have cleared that crash out in Provo Canyon, US 189 at the Sundance turnoff, but you do have a mountain crash. This is on I-80 for eastbound traffic about a mile past the East Canyon exit. And right now, the delays aren't there. It's further up the road that you're going to see some slowdowns because of wet conditions as you work your way up to Parley Summit. Down Utah County, I-15 northbound looks good. Southbound, you got some slowing running by Lehigh's Main Street. Heather?
No accidents reported through Weber and Davis counties, but for those of you in Sardine Canyon, there is a car that was heading westbound right at the top of the on-ramp from Manaway, and that is slowing traffic down just a bit as they pass by. Once they do, though, things are looking fine the rest of the way heading west toward Brigham City, and no slowdowns right now on I-84 through the mountains. Any Hour Services, electrical, plumbing, heating, and air. Know the final cost before any work begins. If the job doesn't change, the price doesn't change. AnyHourServices.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. And Grant is back now with the hourly forecast on the 7 o'clock report.
Mostly clear skies, 7 a.m. Temperatures starting off about 42. We're at 50 at noon, mostly sunny skies. Mix of sun and clouds at 4, 55 degrees, and then 54 degrees at 7. The hourly forecast, Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now, 43 downtown.
The importance of social distancing has become apparent after a Washington State choir practice turned deadly.
On March 10th, 60 members of the choir at the Mount Vernon Baptist Church held their usual practice. And even though everyone seemed healthy, they used hand sanitizer, avoided hugs, and tried to keep socially distant. 3 weeks later, two people are dead and 45 have tested positive for COVID-19. According to the LA Times, officials now believe the virus was transmitted through the air by one or more asymptomatic members, which could mean that the virus is more easily spread than previously thought. Jeff Pogela, ABC News, Seattle.
Meanwhile, a Tampa, Florida church has angered the community by holding services despite the area's safer-at-home order and live-streaming video of congregants standing shoulder-to-shoulder.
The Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office getting involved after the live-streamed video sparked outrage among people across the country. Hillsborough County Commissioner Pat Kemp catching word of the morning service. She tried to put an end to it.
I immediately tried to contact Hillsborough County Sheriff Chad Cronister.
The church had plans to hold another service Sunday evening. This despite Hillsborough County's Safer at Home order requiring all non-essential services to halt operations.
Health experts say there's very low risk of catching the coronavirus from handling mail and packages, but they say to avoid touching your face and wash your hands after handling mail. Making deliveries are taking steps to try to protect themselves from the virus. They're no longer requiring signatures for packages, wearing gloves, cleaning off common areas at post offices, and trying to steer clear of customers. The Union for Letter Carriers says 51 postal employees have tested positive for COVID-19 so far, and that nearly 2,000 are in quarantine.
Trending this hour in the 7 o'clock report, the Summer Olympics have officially been delayed. The Summer Games will now be played in Tokyo next year with the opening ceremony set for July 23rd. That's just months before the Winter Games are set to open in all places, Beijing, China.
Wow. Employees at an Amazon warehouse in Staten Island, New York, are planning to walk off the job today. They claim the company has not properly addressed working conditions after an employee tested positive for COVID-19.
And the Red Cross has officially wrapped up their relief efforts in Utah after the 5.7 earthquake a week and a half ago in Magna. Volunteers provided more than 900 meals and helped arrange overnight stays for people displaced by the quake.
Dave and Eugenovic.
Are you confused about what you can do, what you can't do, where you can go, where you can't go during COVID-19? Well, so are we. So today on Dave and Dejanovic, we're cutting through the confusion with live interviews all morning long.
That's coming up at 9 o'clock, KSL News Time, 7:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
a new stay-home order for Salt Lake County went into effect overnight. Non-essential businesses must be closed. Repeat offenders could be cited and charged. I'm KSL News Radio's Mary Richards.
Second, Utah auto dealer and one-time State House Speaker Bob Garf has died from COVID-19 at the age of 77. He tested positive after returning from a trip to Palm Springs.
Third, we've got some wet roads to greet you if you're traveling in today. Brought to you by Mountain America's MyStyle Checking with Rewards.
And those wet roads turn to snow if you're going through Summit County. Eastbound I-80, a crash. Crews are still dealing with near East Canyon. And everybody else moving along a little bit slower than normal due to those wet road conditions on I-15. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thanks to sun and clouds today. A few stray showers, 55. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
43 downtown.
With KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Trump reverses course on the coronavirus. National distancing guidelines now in place for the entire month of April. Backing off his push to reopen parts of the country by Easter. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's top infectious disease doctor, telling ABC's Good Morning America.
So we had some intensive conversations with him, and we convinced him. He listened, and we said the better part of valor would be to extend them until the end of April, when we think it would peak and start coming down.
In New York, at least 778 coronavirus deaths, the most in the nation. A field hospital being set up in Central Park. The Navy ship Comfort steaming into New York Harbor today to take non-coronavirus patients. And in New York City, it's not just citizens getting sick. ABC's Tom Yamas tells us many of the city's first responders are also out of commission.
Nearly 5,000 members of the NYPD are out sick, and nearly 900 have tested positive for COVID-19. 260 firefighters have also tested positive as well.
Meanwhile, the West Coast waking up to its own increase in infections.
This is Alex Stone in California, where the numbers of sick and dead are growing from coronavirus. And because of that, LA's Convention Center is being turned into a federal field hospital. Members of the National Guard in their fatigue setting up cot after cot. L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti.
We're starting with medical supplies and cots so we can relieve some of the pressure on nearby hospitals.
Over the weekend here, the LAPD enforced social distancing, shutting down a child's birthday party and flying over parks on a loudspeaker from a chopper telling people they would be arrested if they did not leave.
And as folks stay home, a drop in gasoline and jet fuel consumption leading to crude oil prices falling below $20 a barrel Sunday. That's close to their lowest level in 18 years. The fall in demand threatening to completely fill up U.S. storage capacity, meaning there would be nowhere left to put the surplus oil. You're listening to ABC News.
And as you just heard a moment ago, tight social distancing rules now in effect in New York City.
WABC TV reporter Candace McCowan has more now in this in-depth report from her home in New York.
Mayor de Blasio talking about summonsing people and fining them anywhere from $250 to $500. He says the times for warnings have come and gone at this point. Now, to the subway, he is really asking people to reduce their density. They're asking for people to wait for the next car if a train pulls up and it is crowded. They also want strap hangers to call 311 when they see crowded cars. Officers will respond, and they're already spot checking those trains. Now, when it comes to parks and playgrounds, the city is still watching those areas, taking down equipment like basketball nets and soccer goals when they find too many people using them. The mayor saying that he will shut down playgrounds if needed, and the city is ready to summons those not practicing social distancing, which will lead to those $250 to $500 fines.
They're going to say, if you ignore it, we're going to have to fine you. They're going to give people every chance to listen, and if anyone doesn't listen, then they deserve a fine at this point. And I don't want to fine people when so many folks are going through economic distress, but if they haven't gotten the message by now and they don't get the message when a enforcement officer is staring them in the face saying, I don't want to fine you, but if you don't change what you're doing, I'm going to have to, Well, you know, that person then deserves the fine.
Yeah, we know one man who was actually arrested in Gravesend Saturday night. Neighbors called 311 complaining about people drinking and gambling inside a club that appeared to be, from the outside, shuttered. Officers saying that they found a dozen people inside. Vassal Pando was arrested. He's facing several charges, including reckless endangerment. That was the first arrest under the mayor's executive order.
Again, that is WABC-TV reporter Candace McCowan from her home in New York City. Obviously, Amanda Mayers, and not just, you know, of the city, but of the county here in Utah, trying to get more and more serious about this, hoping that people will take it more and more seriously so that they don't have to impose some of those draconian measures of making arrests or giving you big fines.
Mm-hmm. Right now, 7:19, let's get a look at Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Mountain America's My Style Checking with Rewards. And back over to you, Andy.
Amanda, it's right now in the Salt Lake Valley. We've got slowdowns building on 56th West, waiting for a train north of California Avenue. Wet conditions on I-15, making your travel time just slightly over the minimum, but the traffic is light enough that it isn't really a major factor, the rain this morning, other than just make sure you keep it careful, because we've had a lot of different crashes everywhere. Eric?
Kind of eastbound crash, I-80, about a mile past the East Canyon exit. That's Mountain Bell Reservoir, of course. And you do have some slowdowns in that area now, but that's actually, the slowdowns are on the westbound side. So we do have some slick conditions, some wet roads still on I-80 going out to Park City. I-15, Utah County, northbound looks good. But on the southbound side, you've got delays between the main streets, Lehigh and American Fork. It starts just past Lehigh's main street. May have a crash right at the American Fork main street. That's Pioneer Crossing exit. And they may have conducted a slowdown. Past that, no problems getting down to Orem and Provo. Heather?
Traffic is moving pretty well through Weber and Davis counties, even Box Elder. There was a crash early on SR 89, that is Sardine Canyon. This was westbound for people trying to get on from Manaway to head into the Ogden area. Other than that, you look good. Roads are still a bit wet and damp in some areas, so you may be slightly below the speed limit. Waterford Upstart will get your child ready for school. This early education program is done online at home and available to all Utah four-year-olds at no cost. Register at waterfordupstart.org. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. We do have a nice warming trend with a little dip in the middle in your 7-day forecast. Here's Grant.
Big sun and clouds today. 55 is the high. Tomorrow, a lot of clouds, 59, and then partly cloudy, 57 on Wednesday. Few showers possible Wednesday evening, and then sunshine Thursday, 48, sunny on Friday, 55, partly cloudy, 55 Saturday, and 63, partly cloudy Sunday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, downtown, 42 degrees.
You've been listening to the 7 o'clock report, brought to you by Any Hour Services Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air, anyhourservices.com. KSL News Time, 7:22.
It's time for the David Dujanovic preview, and Dave Noriega joins us to try and cut through some of the confusion. Is that what you're going to do on your show today, Dave?
Absolutely. Trying to figure out, what in the world can we do? I mean, do you guys honestly know what you're allowed to do? Because it feels like a lot of us have to close our doors, lock them up, stay inside, no fresh air. And if you let anybody out of your house, you are a horrible person. Because that's a little bit how I'm feeling right now.
Well, you might feel that way, but it's not that bad, sir.
Yes, and that's a little bit what we want to address today on the show, is we want to break it down a little bit from the state, county, and city level. What can we do? A lot of people hear stay safe, stay home, without understanding that outdoor spaces still remain open. For example, my family wanted to go to Golden Spike National Park. Well, a lot of stuff is shut down there, but there are certain loops that you can take and still, you know, get out of the house in a responsible way. So we're going to break that down a little bit from the state, county, and city level.
There's been jokes going around that we're only 2 weeks away from finding out everyone's true hair color with all of the hair, nail, and eyelash
ones. It's happening now, Tim Hughes.
Yeah, we call that root watch.
That's coming up this morning with Dave and Dujanovic at 9 o'clock. And by the way, Salt Lake County Mayor Jenny Wilson will join us live next hour, and she'll help us sort it out as well. So make sure you stay with KSL.
This is Derek Miller speaking on business. Putting others first, even when your own business is in the extremities, it's all part of Utah's beehive mentality. Lavanya Mahate moved to Utah from India 19 years ago. After helping women build small businesses, she determined to start her own, and today is one of Utah's most prominent restaurateurs. But Saffron Valley is more than just five restaurants, it's family, and Lavanya cares deeply about serving our community.
If we can't take care of others, nothing else matters. When restaurant dining was closed to contain COVID-19, we felt the need to serve. We launched a program called Keep Calm and Curry On to give free meals to essential service providers who still have to show up each day and take care of others. Last week, we thanked healthcare professionals by giving away 1,000 meals. This week, we are feeding grocery store employees and delivery drivers. Focusing on others brings blessings you can find in no other way. One grateful woman shared that we provided her first meal in a week that wasn't hospital cereal.
We can all do our part by supporting the heroic business leaders who support us. Lavanya and Saffron Valley restaurants are open for delivery and curbside pickup in South Jordan, Sugar House, The Avenues, and Riverton. Please visit them at saffronvalley.com. I'm Derek Miller, President and CEO of the Salt Lake Chamber, and this is Speaking on Business.
I'm back with another deal that's good today and today only. What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and you've heard me on KSL all month talking about our free furnace promotion. You know, the one where you buy an AC and get the furnace for just the cost to install it, about $400. 801-443-7400. 801-443-7400. Well, today, Monday, March 30th, any KSL listener that calls and schedules a free estimate to get all of the details on that promotion, we're going to give you a free air quality upgrade if you decide to buy. 801-443-7400. You may not have even realized that the air circulating in your home can help keep you healthy by killing mold, bacteria, and viruses. We can explain all the science later. 801-443-7400. Again, the free air quality upgrade is only for KSL listeners that call in today, Monday, March 30th, and mention this ad. So to get all the details on our free furnace promotion and to qualify for this free air quality upgrade, don't hesitate. Call Any Hour Services right now at 801-443-7400. 801-443-7400. Any Hour Services.
The Navy is landing in New York City. Let's get the details from KSL's National News Desk. Sean Michael Lyle stands by. This look brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
Well, Tim, the Navy hospital ship Comfort arrives in New York this morning, adding 1,000 beds to the city's overflowing hospitals, along with fully equipped medical labs. Mayor Bill de Blasio says they had to dredge a dock to make room for such a big ship.
The operation was supposed to take 2 weeks. The folks at EDC, working with the Army Corps of Engineers and the State Department of Environmental Conservation, they got the job done in 8 days.
The Comfort has been in New York before, arriving after the 9/11 attacks to treat first responders. The hospital ship Mercy is already treating patients in Los Angeles, where piers are made for hosting massive cargo ships. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Let's get a look at your money now, which is brought to you by Utah Community Credit Union. Love where you bank. The Dow right now is just about ready to open, and the futures are up 176. That is a 0.8%. The S&P is up 27.6. That is 1.1%. The NASDAQ is up 87.5. That is 1.1%.
It's so green.
Exactly, green.
At the beginning of every year, it's inevitable. You find yourself staring at your lawn and asking yourself the same old question. How am I going to do it this year? Do you really want to do it yourself? The answer?
Stewart's.
And when you get 5 treatments, you get the 6th one free. So who's going to make your lawn green? Stewart's.
Green lawn, weeds gone, stewartslawn.com.
With Stewart's Lawn Care, you get Utah's number one local lawn care company and a lawn program that comes with a total satisfaction guarantee. If you see weeds or your lawn isn't green enough, send them a text and it's taken care of.
Yeah, let's see a bag of fertilizer do that.
And when you get 5 treatments, you get the 6th one free. So do you really want to do this all by yourself? Want a green lawn? Just log on.
Green lawn, weeds gone, stewartslawn.com.
When have we ever needed more? The assurance of General Conference.
The Utah company is helping make face shields during this pandemic.
Aftershocks can be nearly as large as the main quake.
Check on the people you love.
There is bipartisan agreement to save the economy.
Take this weekend's historic sessions with you everywhere you go. The 190th Annual General Conference of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and streaming live on the KSL News Radio app.
Coming up on 729, it's Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mount America's My Style Checking with Rewards. How about now, Andy?
Seeing some of the roads dry out, Salt Lake County, I-15 still about 20 minutes from Point of the Mountain to downtown. Bangor Highway, no significant backups to wait for. Still pretty wet, it looks like, on Redwood Road, especially Taylorsville and West Valley. Eric?
Looks like the slowdowns we had in Utah County, southbound I-15 between Lehigh's Main Street and Pioneer Crossing, that's all dissipated. You're back up to normal speeds. It looks like the cause for that was a flat tire for at least one car at the Pioneer Crossing exit. Northbound I-15 continues to look good from Provo to Point of the Mountain. No trouble there. Heather?
We're still mostly problem-free throughout Weber and Davis County. Roadways are starting to dry out from earlier rain showers, but they may still be a bit damp, so speeds might be just under the posted speed limit. Right now, you're looking good on southbound I-15 Ogden to Salt Lake. That's about a 35-minute commute. Over the past 22 years, Fieldstone Homes has built over 5,000 homes in Utah. Personalize your new home today. Visit fieldstonehomes.com. Fieldstone Homes, Utah's home builder. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And let's find out more about those temperatures for today. And back over to you, Grant.
Well, aside from a few stray showers here and there, we're looking at partly cloudy skies for the most part. Nice looking day. Highs up to 55 and then a lot of clouds tomorrow, 59. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 7:30.
It is 43 degrees.
Roads really wet. North Ogden, I'm Andy Farnsworth.
The coronavirus, in-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
The number of confirmed COVID-19 cases continues to climb across the country, and researchers are working around the clock on potential treatments, including a vaccine.
Dr. Anthony Fauci is the head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. He provided an update about COVID-19 treatments on ABC's Good Morning America.
Well, we have a couple of clinical trials that are accruing now over 200 patients with one drug called remdesivir. A couple of other drugs are being tested in some in early stages of development. I would think by early summer, late spring, we will get a signal in one of those drugs to see whether it works or not. And if it does, we'll widely distribute it. And if it doesn't, we'll just get it off the shelf, get it off the table because it won't be usable. But we have the opportunity to prove one or more of them are actually working. And that's going to be a matter of a couple of months. Vaccine, a little bit different, George. We're in a phase one trial. We went into it as quickly as we possibly could, the fastest ever. But still, the process at rocket speed takes about a year to a year and a half.
Dr. Anthony Fauci speaking with ABC News this morning.
That as deaths continue to mount around the nation as this pandemic grows. KSL's top national stories now. Sean Michael Lyle, live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Tim, 2,500 Americans have now died of COVID-19 with more than 140,000 confirmed cases. 160 of those deaths are in Louisiana.
And we need to get off of the trajectory we're on right now.
Governor John Bel Edwards saying his state is among the growing hotspots. Detroit, Michigan also showing a worrisome spike. President Trump abandoning the idea of dropping coronavirus guidelines by Easter, saying that's now likely to be the peak of the deaths. He's continuing the guidelines, including social distancing, to the end of April, but Vice President Pence remains positive.
What I hear, speaking to these healthcare experts, is that there is light at the end of the tunnel.
The coronavirus pandemic appears to be slowing in hard-hit California. They've added just 150 new cases, only one more death. Governor Gavin Newsom calls on residents
to continue to make good decisions on physical distancing.
Cases also slowing in Washington State, which was the nation's first hotspot. Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. And Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu now quarantined after a close aide tested positive. Canadian Prime Minister's wife Trudeau's, his wife Sophie, has now recovered from COVID-19. As you know, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson with a mild case working from home. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Residents of Salt Lake County are now under a stay-at-home order. In announcing the order that went into effect at midnight, Salt Lake County Mayor Jenny Wilson says we are going to have to do things differently for the next few months.
We are taking this seriously. If we're going to have that light at the end of the tunnel, it means we're going to have to go deeper. We're going to have to go further.
The order is in effect until April 13th. We'll talk with Mayor Wilson about the order coming up at 8 o'clock on Utah's Morning News.
A well-known Utah auto dealer and former state House speaker is the latest victim of COVID-19. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with more on the death of Bob Garf. John?
Yeah, Tim, Bob Garf is being remembered for a number of things today as the successful chairman of a car dealership that spans five states, as a politician who served as Utah House Speaker and chairman of the Salt Lake Organizing Committee for the 2002 Olympics, but most of all, a kind and loving family man. Former Senate Minority Leader Scott Howell remembers his friend.
Bob leaves behind a legacy of honor, of willingness to do the right things for the right reasons, regardless of political party.
Garf, who was 77, tested positive along with his wife Catherine for COVID-19 following a recent visit to Palm Springs, California. Catherine Garf continues to recover at home with the support of her five children and 21 grandchildren. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
A three-year-old girl has been killed in a rollover crash along I-15 in Cedar City. She was not in a proper car seat. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards joins us live with more. Mary?
Amanda, police say on Sunday afternoon the family was driving south on I-15. The three-year-old girl began to cry, so the driver reached around to give her a bottle or a sippy cup. But the vehicle drifted onto the shoulder, overcorrected, hit the guardrail on the other side, and flipped over. The three-year-old girl was only in a regular lap seatbelt, and she was thrown from the car. The woman in the passenger seat was seriously injured. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
And coming up on KSL, the face of America's COVID-19 response is now the face of breakfast at a New York bakery.
And triple team traffic.
No big slowdown spots on the freeways right now, but a couple of crashes. I-80 just east of East Canyon, for instance. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Good morning, everybody. KSL News Time, 735.
Get daily updates on the coronavirus using KSL News Radio, Utah's numbers at 1, and the White House briefing every afternoon. Live updates, frontline information, daily on KSL News Radio.
Hey, this is Dan, the Laptop Man from PC Laptops. I know we're going through a lot right now. Many states are quarantining people to their homes so that they have to work remotely. One of the things that's really important is to have a computer that's functioning correctly. One with a good webcam, one that's fast so you can be productive, one that has a good quality screen because you're going to be on this all day remotely. Computer supply has been strained because manufacturing has almost stopped. At PC Laptops, we've secured a limited quantity of laptop and desktop computers that are backed with a lifetime service guarantee. They're available for you right now in limited quantity. Now, the great thing about PC Laptops is this. Once you buy your new computer, if you have any problems or questions, we're here to take care of you. Also, to make it really easy right now, we've arranged with some banks to offer 12-month special financing. Get into PC Laptops right now, because at PC Laptops, we're here for you and we're in this together. PCLaptops.com.
I'm back with another deal that's good today and today only. What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and you've heard me on KSL all month talking about our free furnace promotion. You know, the one where you buy an AC and get the furnace for just the cost to install it, about $400. 801-443-7400. 801-443-7400. Well, today, Monday, March 30th, any KSL listener that calls and schedules a free estimate to get all of the details on that promotion, we're going to give you a free air quality upgrade if you decide to buy. 801-443-7400. You may not have even realized that the air circulating in your home can help keep you healthy by killing mold, bacteria, and viruses. We can explain all the science later. 801-443-7400. Again, the free air quality upgrade is only for KSL listeners that call in today, Monday, March 30th, and mention this ad. So to get all the details on our free furnace promotion and to qualify for this free air quality upgrade, don't hesitate. Call Any Hour Services right now at 801-443-7400. 801-443-7400. Any Hour Services.
Let's take a quick look at how the markets are doing in the first few minutes of trading here. And in the time we took the commercial break, we were up almost 2%. Now we're almost even. The Dow is still in the green, but only 16 points at 21,661. The S&P is up 19. The NASDAQ this hour up almost 78. That is a full percentage point. We'll have more coming up at 7:55 here on Utah's Morning News.
Starting today, students at the Canyon School District will be in class online.
To be clear, school is technically still in session.
Jeff Haney, spokesman for CSD, says school's been out since the middle of March and kids still have material to cover. Teachers have been getting ready to teach over the net, and now it's time to get caught up. If you're a Canyon's parent and you don't have a computer,
you're strongly encouraged to immediately call your child's school to get a Chromebook.
Parents and students are encouraged to share how it's going.
This is what our teachers are asking. Give us some feedback. You know, this is a new frontier for everyone.
Todd Fuchs, KSL News Radio.
All right. Perhaps the most interesting product being sold right now is a donut featuring the likeness of Dr. Anthony Fauci. For anybody sitting at home saying, that man is good enough to eat. The doctor who's leading the country's fight against COVID-19 now adorns donuts in an upstate New York bakery. His face is surrounded by white frosting, topped off with red, white, and blue sprinkles, of course. The store owner says the Fauci donuts have been selling like crazy since they went on sale last week.
Can you imagine having your face on a donut? All right. 7:39. Let's move it along. A Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America's Lifestyle Checking with Rewards. And back over to you, Andy.
And right now in the Salt Lake Valley, we've got traffic on I-15 doing okay. In fact, it's drying out now as you head through the valley from Point of the Mountain to downtown. We've got some delays over on 5600 West near 21st South going up towards the railroad track. It looks like the road's still a little bit wet. Highway 111, especially in between Magna and the west side of Kearns. Eric?
Still got some wet spots out in the Park City area, but things are getting better. And that eastbound crash just past the Mountain Dell Reservoir, the East Canyon exit, that's not causing any delays as you head out toward Park City. I-15 Utah County northbound, no problem. On the southbound side, you had some debris on the road, apparently caused several flat tires near the Pioneer Crossing exit. But the delays that were there for a while, and there were some, that's all gone now. Heather?
Earlier, we had a crash in Sardine Canyon. This was heading westbound away from Manaway, heading into Brigham City. Now we have a crash eastbound just before you get to Manaway. That car is over on the right shoulder, not really causing delays, but just tells you that these roadways are still very wet and slippery, so please slow down your speeds. You also have extremely wet roads up in Ogden, especially North Ogden, on the city streets themselves. I-15 looks a little bit better as you head south towards Salt Lake. The options are endless at Utah Online School. Utah Online can help with missed credit or credit recovery. Build your own school schedule to accommodate your personal goals. Visit utahonline.org. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Back to Grant, who stands by now in the Weather Center.
Extended cloud today. Could be a stray shower, but partly cloudy for the most part. 55 the high. Tomorrow, a lot of clouds, 59. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right where we started the morning, it's 43 downtown.
Coming up in a moment, we'll hear more on this. Did you hear that President Trump suggested New York doctors could be hoarding ventilators? That did not go down well with the mayor of New York, as you can imagine. We'll have a little bit about that dust up coming up in a moment here on KSL News Radio.
Stay with us at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. And thanks, as always, for starting your morning with Utah's news station.
I'm supposed to tell you why you should pick Whipple Service Champions for all your home plumbing, heating, air conditioning, indoor air quality, drain cleaning, electrical repairs, replacements, and maintenance. But that would be way too self-serving. Besides, you already know we are the emergency dispatch company, that our technicians are clean-cut, drug-tested, background-checked, highly trained, and that the Whipple family has been serving you for over 70 years. You know we roll out the red carpet and have been protecting you and your house with shoe covers since, well, before it was cool. I guess all I need to do is remind you to call Whipple Service Champions at 801-444-FAST. You even already know the number, 801-444-FAST, but did you know that our strict company-wide policy is to maintain a 6-foot social distance, wear fresh rubber gloves on each job, and to sanitize the work area, trucks, tools, and equipment.
For pandemics, when you call today, we come today. I mean, for emergencies.
Whipple, they come, air condition your home.
If you're fed up with your credit card's high interest rates and your balances are so out of control that they never seem to go down, one call to Consolidated Credit can get the relief you need. Consolidated Credit has helped over 6 million people with credit card debt, and their certified credit counselors are ready to help you. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast without destroying your credit. The program works, and the consultation is free. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-211-6818. 800-211-6818. That's 800-211-6818.
Consolidated Credit Solutions, Inc., 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492, Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Dave and Eugenovic.
Are you confused about what you can do, what you can't do, where you can go, where you can't go during COVID-19? Well, so are we. So today on Dave and Dujanovic, we're cutting through the confusion with live interviews all morning long.
Dave and Dujanovic coming up, of course, at 9 this morning. Thanks to all of you that have reached out to us this morning on the text line. If you haven't already done so, though, text the word news to 57500. That's the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line, and that'll guarantee that all late-breaking information comes right to your device. KSL News Time, 744. The three things you need to know this hour. First, more than 700 people have tested positive for COVID-19 so far in Utah. About 5% of people who get tested do test positive.
Second, a stay-home order is now in effect in Salt Lake County. It follows the state guidelines, but also closes hair salons, theaters, and social clubs if they haven't closed already. We'll talk live with County Mayor Jenny Wilson about this at 8 o'clock on Utah's Morning News.
Third, let's see how many of you are on the roads out there this morning. This look brought to you by Mountain America's My Style Checking with Rewards.
Slowdowns right now, but it looks like we have more traffic lights not working in West Valley City. It's the intersection of 4100 South, 5600 West. Treat that as a four-way stop. And you still have snow in the higher elevations in Summit County. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Mix of sun and clouds today, a few stray showers, 55. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
43 downtown.
With KSL's top national stories.
While New York City streets are nearly empty, its hospitals are bursting at the seams. With over 34,000 coronavirus cases, the city's hospitals can expect some help. ABC's Aaron Katursky.
The USNS Comfort docks here on Manhattan's west side, not far from the Javits Convention Center, which has been converted into a temporary hospital and about ready to accept patients. Samaritan's Purse erected a field hospital in Central Park across from Mount Sinai, made from tents.
And what's going on in New York could be a preview of what the rest of the country can expect. The nation's top infectious disease doctor, Anthony Fauci, telling George Stephanopoulos on GMA.
Certainly New Orleans, George, is in that area where it's worrisome because the spike and the peak and the dynamics of that curve are starting to resemble a bit of New York.
All of this as President Trump has extended the social distancing guidelines for another month, dashing hopes of reopening the country and the economy by Easter. Dave Packer, ABC News.
The coronavirus. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
New York City area hospitals are on the verge of being overwhelmed with COVID-19 patients. Dr. Arabia Mollett works in a Brooklyn emergency room.
I don't really sleep that well at night. I worried about my family. I worry about my safety. I worry about my colleagues. I worry about how the shift is going to be the next time I come. I worry about if a family member is going to come and be a patient as well or fall victim to the coronavirus. I worry about a lot of things.
Boy, these are amazing individuals. When asked by CNN what her advice was to everyone else, her response was simply, stay the blank home.
Meanwhile, President Trump suggested that New York doctors could be hoarding ventilators. Mayor Bill de Blasio responded on CNN a little while ago.
And I find that insulting to our healthcare workers. I found it just incredibly insensitive. You know, these stories of our doctors, our nurses, all our frontline healthcare workers, they're going through hell right now. They are seeing people die around them all the time, no matter their best efforts. They're saving lives, but they're also losing lives that they did everything they possibly could and they couldn't save. And what they're asking for is to have, you know, I've been saying this is a war and the ventilators are ammunition. They're just asking for the ammunition to fight with. And I've explained this directly to the president, that when someone needs a ventilator, it's literally a life and death moment. A doctor cannot wait. You can't say, hey, doctor, could you hold on an hour until that person gets a ventilator? No, they need it right then. If a patient doesn't get a ventilator right then, they literally can suffocate. So I've tried to explain this to the president. This is an entirely different reality than this country has faced before. This is battlefield medicine, huge number of cases, life and death decisions all the time. We need what we need to keep going. And what the president should be doing is praising our healthcare workers, not suggesting somehow they're doing something wrong with the supplies that have been sent. That's just insensitive and it's unhelpful.
It was indeed insensitive. Came late. The comment came late in a very long press conference yesterday. And it wasn't just the president, though. It was a supplier who is in the business and has been in the business of supplying masks to these hospitals. And the number has gone from 10 to 20,000 a week to, in some cases, 300,000 a week. And that's why the question was raised. But why you go there, particularly in the middle of a press conference, that's not
frustration.
Yeah. It's not obviously an argument or a point that is going to be taken well anywhere. But you're certainly getting some attention this morning on the In-Depth at 15 and 45. 7:49, we need to get a look at Triple Team traffic this morning, brought to you by Mountain America's My Style Trekking with Rewards. And for that, we go to Andy Farnsworth.
And right now, I-15 drying up in the Salt Lake Valley, but we've got a little bit of heavy traffic around 90th South. It's also a little bit slow over on the 21st South Freeway at 7200 West in Magna. Looks like the trains crossed the road 56th West north of 700 South, and now traffic getting back to normal there. Eric?
Still got one crash on the board out in the mountains, eastbound I-80, about a mile past the East Canyon exit, and that's not causing any delays going by that portion of I-80, but you do have some westbound slowing on I-80 as you go by Parley Summit. I-15 in Utah County, that's looking good right now with no delay spots anywhere. Heather?
We have changing road conditions through Weber, Davis, and Box Elder counties, so some places are wet. Some are dry and some are damp. So you definitely need to use caution as you're driving. Sometimes you need to slow down your speeds below the posted speed limit for safety. But right now, there are no delays reported on I-15, US 89, or Legacy Parkway for anybody heading south towards Salt Lake. The biggest free labor sale is happening now at Ogden's Flooring. The latest styles and colors at the lowest prices of the year. Free installation and lifetime labor warranty included. Visit ogdensflooring.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
For every 10 minutes on the nines, and let's look ahead to that 7-day forecast and find out when the sun comes back out. Back over to you, Grant.
Yeah. All right, Amanda, good morning. Yeah, you know it will. Actually, most of the day it looks pretty good, mix of sun and clouds. We do have these clouds and a few showers going by this morning. But I think most of the day we'll see more sun and temperatures at 55. Tomorrow, more clouds return, but will be warmer up to 59. And then partly cloudy Wednesday, 57. Now, some showers go by Wednesday evening. It's going to be a little cooler, but sunny on Thursday. We're up 48, and then it warms up again. Friday, sunny up to 55. A few more clouds Saturday, 55 as well. And Sunday looks like our warmer day, partly cloudy into the low 60s.
Yeah, I was a little surprised yesterday. I was out pulling some weeds outside just to get out of
the
house. We need to come up with a virus that'll kill weeds. That's what we need.
Ah, you got that right.
But it was actually a little nippy last night as those clouds rolled through the Wasatch.
It was. It'll warm up, though.
All right, look forward to it, because right now it's not warm out there. It is 43 degrees. I have had some fun driving this 2020 Honda Passport, and I again give a shout-out to J.J. Wilkinson up there at Performance Honda in Bountiful. This Passport was named the best in class by Car and Driver for a lot of reasons. First of all, as an SUV, it has everything you want with power, 280 horsepower, has everything you need with storage, because let's face it, if you're going to get an SUV, it means you're going to go places and you need to take some stuff with you. But the cargo capacity is over 50 cubic feet of cargo volume behind the second row and 100 cubic feet with a second row folded down. But it also has all the great creature comforts that you come to expect from Honda, with wireless phone charging and the power-adjusted memory seat and the Apple CarPlay. It's just a fun vehicle to drive. Check out the Honda Passport.
You know, one of the things we can still do and enjoy is go take a drive.
Yeah.
And I've been had a chance to drive this fun, sporty vehicle from Garf in Riverdale. Thank you so much, Joey. It's the HRV, and the HRV is the crossover. So it's a, you know, it's a little bit SUV and a little bit sedan, but it's just the versatility. Very sporty. Very sporty. I mean, this is another reason why I think young people like the HRV so much and why it was the 2019 best new SUV for teens. And I know I'm a little far away from my teens, but I still enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it. It's got all the technology that Honda is known for, but it's just fun to drive. Check out the HRV.
All right. The more you compare, the more you know. It's time to buy a Honda from your Utah Honda dealers.
I'm back with another deal that's good today and today only. What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and you've heard me on KSL all month talking about our free furnace promotion. You know, the one where you buy an AC and get the furnace for just the cost to install it, about $400. 801-443-7400. 801-443-7400. Well, today, Monday, March 30th, any KSL listener that calls and schedules a free estimate to get all of the details on that promotion, we're going to give you a free air quality upgrade if you decide to buy. 801-443-7400. You may not have even realized that the air circulating in your home can help keep you healthy by killing mold, bacteria, and viruses. We can explain all the science later. 801-443-7400. Again, the free air quality upgrade is only for KSL listeners that call in today, Monday, March 30th, and mention this ad. So to get all the details on our free furnace promotion and to qualify for this free air quality upgrade, don't hesitate. Call Any Hour Services right now at 801-443-7400. 801-443-7400. Any Hour Services.
Watching Utah's Money this morning, brought to you by UCCU, Love Where You Bank. The Instacart Home Delivery Company is coming out with new measures to help keep employees safe. It will distribute safety supplies to workers who gather food and other items at supermarkets. Some of the company's workers have been threatening to strike, asking for higher wages and more safety measures.
KSL Drives, BMW might be the first automaker to use the new Apple Car Key feature. The feature would allow a car owner to lock, unlock, and start their car with their iPhone or Apple Watch. Can you imagine starting your car with your watch?
That's
a funky idea.
I'm told that the devices I have around my house will do a whole lot more than I use them for, but I just have no desire to be able to do things like that. Spring is typically a hot home buying season, but applications for loans to buy a home are down significantly. Mortgage applications overall dropped over 29% compared to a week earlier, according to the Mortgage Bankers Association. The areas with widespread coronavirus have been the biggest declines, but I can tell you, refinancing is off the charts now with people trying to take advantage of lower interest rates.
I wanted to mention this again, that we were talking this morning, Tim, about how in the city of Wuhan, where the coronavirus began, the shops are opening back up. Some 70 to 80% of shops reopened. Some imposed limits on, you know, how many people can go in at one time. And there are some dispensers for hand sanitizer and so on. But 70 to 80% of the shops in the city of Wuhan are back open now.
I think it was Starbucks, wasn't it, last week that said 95% of their stores were open across China? So more and more of that business is coming back. You know, I'm a Disney geek, right? Grown up in Southern California, and Disney announced on Friday that Disneyland and Disney World would remain closed indefinitely because there's too many question marks around when this thing calms down. But I noticed on their social media, their Twitter account today, anybody that grew up around Disney back in the day will remember the Carousel of Progress and the song that went along with it, which kind of is a hopeful bit of sunshine today. So they included the lyrics of that on their Twitter account. There's a great big beautiful tomorrow, and tomorrow is just a dream away. Anyway, they said, from our sunrises to yours, good morning, and have a magical Monday. I think I needed that this morning.
Bravo.
Let's see how the markets are doing this morning. The Dow is up 35 points, 21,672. The S&P is up 20, and the NASDAQ this hour is up almost 86.
Yes, Sound Warehouse is open and celebrating over 41 years of rockin' Utah. Things are crazy right now, so Sound Warehouse is making it simple and easy. Through April 11th, save 20% off Sound Warehouse already low prices. Not an item here or there, but everything. The entire store-wide inventory at an amazing 20% off. Car audio, video speakers, amps, and so much more. Salt Lake, 2763 South State. Warham, 1680 North State. Ogden, 28th and Wall. Does not include installation labor. The Warehouse. Sound Warehouse.
I'm Brad Keselowski, driver of the number 2 discount tire Ford Mustang. Have you ever been in a hurry to get somewhere? When ding, your tire pressure light comes on? Properly inflated tires are essential to the health of your car and can help keep you driving safely. Check your tire pressures every month, especially before long road trips, or stop by your neighborhood tire retailer for help.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
If you're struggling with your mortgage, there's a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Now, you have the chance to ask Utah's top experts questions about coronavirus. Listen to KSL each day from 12:30 to 1 for updates and your calls about coronavirus. Your questions, the experts' answers. Utah Coronavirus Call-In, 12:30 to 1 on KSL News Radio, Utah's news station.
KSL News Time is 7:59. Let's get a look at Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Mountain America's My Style Checking with Rewards. Andy?
Well, 56 West, we've got backups again north of California Avenue as a train's crossing the road and slowing you down. I-15, though, about 22 minutes, point of the mountain to downtown. No delays on I-80 coming out of Tooele, but there's a little bit of a westbound slowdown right after the Lake Point on-ramp. Eric?
For I-80 out into the mountains, you got eastbound, westbound slowing right at Parley Summit. Maybe some slick conditions still there. If you're westbound I-80 from Colville heading towards the Park City area, got a crash a couple miles west of Wanship, but that's not causing any delays over on the right shoulder. I-15 Utah County, dry right now and looking good from Provo to Lehigh. Heather?
Mostly wet road conditions through Box Elder, Davis County. A few patches are drier than others, so you definitely want to slow down your speeds and use caution through those changing road conditions. Legacy Parkway seems to be better than I-15, but US 89 is worse than I-15. Spend family time learning about the Savior and helping children prepare for Easter with Symbols of Easter Quiet Bag, just $19.99. On sale now at Siegel Book and SiegelBook.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
55 for a high later. We'll bounce up to 59 tomorrow, 57 Wednesday before a little dip coming on Thursday. And right now in Salt Lake City, no rain right now, but 43 degrees.
8 o'clock, time for the KSL In-Depth Hour on the biggest stories of the day, brought to you on the KSL News Radio app by Any Hour Services. KSL.